Yes, indeed, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called Sabahul Muslim. In the next few minutes, inshallah, we're hoping to cross over to Australia to speak to Mulana Imran Nabi. And he'll be talking to us about the marhum Qari Yusuf Nurbai. And I've found we've been sent a clip from one of our colleagues. And here goes. This will definitely bring back some memories. And now we cross over live to Australia and we're joined by Mawlana Imran Hussain. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing this morning, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, it's afternoon now.
Oh, yes.
In Australia,
ji. I found memories of running from training at Powerlines to Nur al-Islam for Isha, and it would be either Mawlana Imran Nabi or it was Qari Yusuf Nurbai. So fond memories are there. You want to talk us through some of Qari Sahib's life?
Ji, Allah, first and foremost, I'd like to say may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Qari Sahib maghfirat and elevate him.
Ameen.
To the highest levels in Jannah, inshaAllah.
Ameen.
And Qari Sahib has always been my inspiration since I was in high school in Nirvana school, when he was Imam in Rainbow Masjid. And then, in fact, when I got married, he performed my marriage in 1982 at Nur al-Islam Masjid. And then when I graduated in 1985, he insisted that I take Imamat position at Nur al-Islam Masjid. Then I expressed my inexperience as I was just a fresh graduate from Darul Uloom Falah Darain from India. And but Qari Sahib gave me assurance. He said that he will guide me and support me. And then I took up the challenge being Imam of such a huge Masjid. And Qari Sahib was always my pillar of strength. And I never feared whilst I was Imam at the Nur al-Islam Masjid, because he was always my backup. And he had a marvelous personality. He was always a well-wisher, very meticulous in terms of his dress and his recitation of Qur'an al-Kareem.
Mm-hmm.
I can recall those days when during Ramadan, one Ramadan, he said, would you like to listen to my Qur'an? And I said, Qari Sahib, I'm ready to listen to your entire Quran. So every day he would recite one juz to me, and that one Ramadan I listened to his entire Quran. He encouraged me so much to make a move to Australia when I expressed my wish to move here.
Mm-hmm.
Then he organized from the community about 8,000 rands. In those days it was a lot of money. And he gave me, he said, this will assist you in settling down in Australia. And I always kept contact with Qari Sahib throughout my 18 years that I'm here, 18, 19 years in Australia. And recently I visited South Africa in December, just last December, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with my wife and my children, three of them, the other two are married. I went with the three kids to his house. He was staying by Uncle Abu. And Qari Sahib then tested each child. He said, you must read Quran. I want to see because I know your mom and dad. And then after he heard them, he says, I expected you all to read so good with Tajweed, as your mom is excellent in Quran recital in Tajweed, and she was one of my students and teachers at the Nur al-Islam Madrasa. So he always had that beautiful smile. And I can still picture him having that tasbih in his hand. We said for a long time with him, may Almighty Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, inshaAllah.
Ameen. Before we let you go, Mawlana, what would be Qari Sahib's legacy?
Qari Sahib was from the Ahlul Quran, the people of the Quran. And he was a great human being. He really is an inspirational person in terms of caring for the poor and assisting the needy. In Ramadan or any time during the year when anybody was in difficulty, Qari Sahib was ever ready to assist them in quiet. He would go to their home, he would assist them, and express in the poor home, he would express himself as though he's thanking them for allowing him to be present at their home to assist them. He's thanking them like he's going as a big beggar. And I've witnessed this with my own eyes. Qari Sahib was really an amazing personality.
JazakAllah khair for your words this morning or afternoon in Australia. We thank you so much for your time, Mawlana Imran Hussain. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallahu khairah. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, indeed, that was Mawlana Imran Hussain talking to us live out of Australia, talking very fondly there about Marhum Qari Yusuf Nurbhai. Throughout the program, inshallah, we'll be getting different guests on to talk about Qari Sahib, and we'll be playing clips from his recitation as well as we will do so now. I'll ask you to line up the one we spoke about earlier, inshallah. Okay, here goes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم علمنا الكتاب والحكمة وفقهنا في الدين اللهم ذكرنا من القرآن ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا ويسر علينا حفظ كتابك كما علمتنا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا وفهما كاملا وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والحمد لله رب العالمين I seek protection in Allah from Shaitan, the outcast evil one, the accursed. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. Praise be to Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. Master of the day of judgment, Thee do we serve, and Thee do we beseech for help. Guide us on the right path, the path of those upon whom Thou hast bestowed favors, not the path of those upon whom anger is brought down, nor of those who go astray. O Allah, teach us the book, Al-Quran, and grant us complete understanding of Thee. O Allah, make us remember whatever we have forgotten from the Quran, and teach us whatever we are ignorant about. O Allah, ease for us the memorization of Thy book, Al-Quran, as Thou hast taught us. Glory be to Thee. We have no knowledge except that which Thou hast taught us. Verily, Thou art all-knowing, all-wise. O Allah, grant us beneficial knowledge and complete intelligence. Salutations on the best of the creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the light of his throne, and salutations on his family and companions. And praises are due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds.
Yes, indeed, a huge loss to the South African community and the Ummah as a whole. And you can hear the, you know, his love for Quran coming through. He loved the Quran, was a protector of the Quran. And in Qabr, in Akhirah, the Quran will be his protector, inshallah. Coming up after this break, we'll be chatting to Maslati Gallants on South African National Editors Forum. Are looking to become more diverse, so we'll be speaking to them in a few minutes' time. And the rest of the program, inshallah, we'll be speaking to different personalities, talking about Marhum Qari Yusuf Nurbai. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International. You can as well interact with us, your fondest memories. How will you remember Hafiz Nurbai? You can do so SMS 48855. You can WhatsApp 0727861548 or Twitter at EJAZ_K, as Nazreen Khan has done. Yes, he says Muhabbat, who is her husband, said his fondest memory is leading the Taraweeh Salah with Hafiz Nurbai as a Musalli. Keep those messages just coming through, inshallah. You're listening to Sabahul Muslim on Radio Islam International. I see a message here on Facebook from Sister Bibi Sira. She says, I remember him in white kurta and dark glasses, always smartly dressed, the best Molana of the 80s. Then Sister Anisa on Twitter saying, a great loss indeed. Fondest memories, too many to mention, in corridors of Nurul Islam Madrasa and auditorium. So yeah, lots of students of Karisab coming through there. Keep those messages coming through. SMS 48855. You can WhatsApp 0727861548 or Twitter at EJAZ_K. I'm going to ask you to open the lines as well. If listeners want to send a contribution on how they will be remembering Karisab and some of the fond memories they may have had. And here's another clip for you.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبداً. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد.
And yes, indeed, now we cross over to Radio Islam's programs manager and the the normal chair of sitting in this chair, the anchor of the breakfast show, Sabah al Muslim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana Suleiman Rabit.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Ijaz, and to all the listeners of Radio Islam. Indeed, a very sad day for the Ummah. We have lost a great reciter of the Quran,
yes,
a great scholar, a great imam and leader, and especially a great loss for the Nurul Islam Center and for the residents of Lanesia. Our condolences to the family. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant Karisab Jannatul Firdaus, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant the family Sabrun Jameen.
Ameen, Mawlana, and any other aspects that you want to bring towards our listeners that will be fondly remembered by yourself?
You know, last night I couldn't get much sleep, to be honest. I was tossing and turning different memories of Hafiz Nurbai, as he was fondly known, occupying my mind. Myself, together with a few members from the Nurul Islam Center Committee, as well as our Imam Ana Bigji, we are about to leave for the airport. Officially representing Nurul Islam at Karisab Janaza in Cape Town, which is to take place later this afternoon at Masjid al-Quds. I was in Cape Town last week. I met Karisab twice. I went to visit him twice. It was devastating to see him, sick in a bed, hardly able to talk, because he was a man who was so full of life. He had such a bubbly personality. He had such presence. When you think of Qari Nurbai, you think of presence. I mean, firstly, because he was a man of the Quran. His voice gave him that stature, it gave him that honor, it gave him that presence. Famous in the 80s as the Imam of Nurul Islam, originally from the Durban area, from Ispingo, but he became famous throughout the country. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people know him and appreciate him in the Cape region as well, and internationally as well. And he has had many students over the years. He taught in LMA, was with Rainbow for a while, but his real legacy is attached to Nurul Islam. So the first thing you think about when you think of Qari Nurbai is Quran, his beautiful and melodious recitation in Salam, even though it used to be a bit long at times. His Taraweeh, where he was the Sami, he read in the initial years. I had the honor of being part of the Taraweeh team where he used to be in charge and he used to correct. He was very accommodating, he was very encouraging, very motivating. It is famously known that Qari Saab himself used to read a lot of Quran, at least one manzil every day. He knew his Quran very well. And that's apart from the fact that his tajweed was so impeccable. And he was always very passionate about it. He was the early campaigners against the Ya'lamun, Ta'lamun, Taraweeh. He insisted on a standard in masajid. He insisted on different people being given an opportunity and giving Huffaz the ability to grow. So he will be primarily known for his recitation of the Quran. But he was much more than that. He was a famous maktab teacher both at LMA as well as Nurul Islam. He was an imam. he was, although he was not formally, he did not formally graduate as an alim or as a molana as such, but he was very learned. He was very well read. He was very well informed on many aspects of deen. But his personality also is something that stood out. I mean, you know, I think somebody mentioned early on social media about his dressing. His favorite color was maroon. Everybody knew that.
Yeah.
The maroon glasses, the topi with the maroon trimming, the maroon Mercedes. He had other colors as well, but he was always impeccably dressed.
Yes.
And he had a very, very kind of endearing personality. Whoever knew him loved him. And you could see that from the outpouring of grief and sympathy last night. From across the globe, even from international personalities. Another thing about Khalid Saab that many people may not know, he had a beautiful handwriting. He was a master when it came to calligraphy. I know that I did a bit of door by Khalid Saab after I had completed my hifz. And when we would sit with him in the afternoon at the office there in Nurul Islam, he had all these different fountain pen heads. And he would practice and he would, you know, he had a beautiful handwriting. Also, when it came to Khalid Saab, he always had this passion to teach people to read. Although it was difficult because he had so much to share that, you know, he'd start teaching you, telling you one thing, and then he'd digress, and he'd go to a different place and talk about a whole lot of different things. But he was very passionate. He was also a well-known speaker. He would give lectures regularly at Nurul Islam, and at times very hard-hitting lectures. I, for one, will forever remember how he stood up one Ramadan and said, "Where are those men who are beating their wives in Ramadan? Come and fight the men in the masjid. Don't beat the innocent women." So that was the personality that Khalid Saab had. In later years, obviously, you could see there was a bit of a decline in his health. He was walking with a cane. You know, he wasn't all that well. But his recitation was still there. Perhaps not like it was in his prime, but his recitation was still very, very inspirational, very, very touching. Just a few months prior to Ramadan, when he was still in Lens, he would lead the salah from time to time. He would still move people to tears. He would still touch people. And so many people will remember him for the mark that he left on their lives. He did a lot of social work, a lot of marital counseling, a lot of charitable work. And in those days in Northern Islam, he was involved in many of the social initiatives of the organization. So a great, great loss to the ummah. And we can only but make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah makes the Quran his legacy.
Amen.
And a means of perpetual reward and thawab e jariyah for him. And that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it such that we can follow in those very noble footsteps of his. Indeed, there's a lot more that we can say, and there are many people who know him better. I have this, memories of growing up, because my grandfather's house was the first house next to Nurul Islam, and then Khalid Saab was very involved with Nurul Islam at the time. Until very recently, he used to tell me, "Hey, Rawat, now you've gone very big, eh? But I can still remember the days when your grandfather would walk to the masjid and you'd come with your bicycle behind him," mm-hmm. "and you'd ask your grandfather, that where can I park my bicycle? In the parking lot." And then, you know, he'd constantly tell people, "I know this boy from he was in his nappies, and I know his grandfather, his father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather." Khalid Saab also was very fluent in multiple languages. I mean, his Arabic was excellent. His command of the English language was good. He spoke Urdu very well. You know, he would be able to speak a very high-class, he would speak in a very high-class manner in any language. His Urdu was excellent. His Gujarati was excellent. Even when I met him on Friday that passed, I met him when I just went to Cape Town this last stint. And when he saw me, it was just crying, tears and emotion. He couldn't speak much. And then when I told him, "Khalid Saab, the people of Lands are making special dua for you," there was just an outpouring of emotion. And on Friday when I went to see him, just this last Friday that passed, it was outside of visiting hours. And I had to, you know, ask the nurse for a concession. And she said 5 minutes. And when I went in there, he was begging the doctor to give me some water. But obviously, they were not giving him water because of the swelling in the legs. So he spoke to the doctor in English. And even in his illness, I mean, when you could hardly hear him, as soon as I came there, he switched to Urdu. And the previous time when I was there, he spoke to me a bit in Arabic. So he was really a classy individual, you know. And, mm-hmm. and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant him the highest status in Jannah. There are just so many memories he has. But obviously, others will also like to contribute. But once again, on behalf of Radio Islam and on behalf of Nurul Islam as well, our condolences to the family and to the ummah.
Indeed, a huge loss to the South African ummah and the ummah as a whole. Jazakallah khair for those insights, Mawlana Suleiman. We thank you so much for your time this morning.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana Suleiman Rawat there, giving us lots of insight into the, you know, his experiences with Qari Yusuf Nurbai. Now we have another guest on the line. I think we have not at this very second. We'll play another small clip of Hafiz Nurbai, and inshallah someone else will be joining us in a short while to talk more. Remember, the lines are open. You can call in as well and share your fond memories with us on 011-854-1548. I see someone on WhatsApp saying, Salams, my fondest memory of Marhum Hafiz Nurbai is when I was in Madrasa more than 40 years ago. I think he was the supervisor in LMA Madrasa. He always used to joke with us when he came to visit our Madrasa, and the computer just went on the blink and it's back again. Okay, so he would always joke with us when he would come to our Madrasa, and we were very excited to hear that he was coming. I used to say, why couldn't he be our Ustad? Because our Appa was very strict with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest stages of Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. We've spoken to Maulana Imran Hussain out of Australia. We've spoken to Maulana Sulaiman Rabat. And now we'll be speaking to Maulana Muhammad Karolia, who joins us now on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah khair for joining us, Maulana. A huge loss to the Ummah.
Definitely a huge loss to the Ummah, a huge loss to the community of Lanesha, a huge loss to the community of Nurul Islam, and definitely a sad day in my life as well.
Well, you want to share some of the memories you have of Karisab, what you will remember him most for?
Right, just I think between Maulana Imran and Maulana Sulaiman, they've mentioned so much that I would have wanted to say, but at the same time, there's so much more that to say. I wonder how much time you're going to give me. Should I begin with the fact that I don't think there was anybody in South African history who had a more highly prized certificate than Hafiz Nurbai? I don't know how many people today would be aware of the fact. Although there are many of the ulama, many of the qurra, who are aware of the fact that Sheikh Hafiz Nurbai's Tajweed Qiraat certificate was signed by none other than the famous, world-acknowledged Mahmud Khalil al-Husri, rahimahullah. It's a very long story, and I won't have time to go into the details of how he went about getting that certificate in Egypt, but it was such a prized certificate that many years later, when members of the Rabitatul Alamin Islami saw that certificate, they were also shocked that somebody in the southern tip of South Africa has senate meaning your should I say academic lineage, your chain of narration from year right after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the ijaza, the permission, has been signed by none other than, should I say, one of the fathers of qira'ah in this era, Sheikh Mahmud Khalil al-Husri. Maulana referred to the fact of Hafiz Nurbai's abundant qira'ah of the Quran. There was a stage where he would read one manzil daily. And one day I asked him, Hafiz, what happens if you miss? He says, then the next day I read two manzils. I think in the many years that I interacted with Hafiz Nurbai, I may have heard his whole Quran from Al-Fatiha to An-Nas, maybe four or five times cover to cover in Ramadan. Now just imagine, it was his daily ma'mool, daily practice, one manzil a day, right? But in the Ramadan, aside from that one manzil a day, between Asr and Maghrib, he would read a para to somebody else. So that's a separate khatam of the Quran. And he used to tell me that just like how you boys read to me because you're going to lead the Taraweeh and the Musalla, I think it's my duty to read to you boys or to read to somebody if I want to take out your mistakes. And I think that was spoke volumes of his sincerity and, should I say, his balanced approach. And there was one year, I think it was like about 1992, I had gone to read Taraweeh in Namibia. I came back around about the 24th Rosa. On 25th, 26th, he called me and he said, you know, this year I've been so busy with Dr. Momo and other officials doing collection, I never got time to read Quran to anybody. Will you test me? The whole Quran. And I was like, so few days left for Eid. He says, no, we'll do the whole thing in one day. And believe it or not, we started, I think it was the 29th Rosa, we started after Fajr, and we finished the next day, almost finished the next day after Fajr, you know, each morning, whole day we were reading, he was reading and I was listening to him. And the next day, the whole night also, the what was formerly the Azan room in Nurul Islam, he kept me there the whole night and I was reading. And you know, like Maulana Suleiman was saying, from time to time he would stop and digress. So as he was reading, sometimes he would stop and say, Masab, what's the meaning of this word? Is love ka kya maana hai? Then he would think about it, then he would carry on. Then he would stop and he would recall some incident with certain alim, you know, he interacted at some stage in his life. And then the next morning after Fajr, we read after shortly before the Eid namaz. And then, like maybe from Kulia Ayyul Kafirun, he said, now you go home quickly, take a shower, wear your clothes and come back to the masjid. We khatam after the Maghrib namaz. So, you know, he loved reading the Quran. Around about that time, 1992, there was, you know, some Egyptian visitors came. I remember Abdullah Didat, who was the organizer, he brought them to Joburg and then they came to Indonesia, Nurul Islam Masjid. And it was a Saturday night, if I'm not mistaken, the masjid was full. It was 27th night or 28th night. And the two Egyptian guests stood up to meet Hafiz Nurbai before the recitation started. This was after the Witr Salah.
Mm-hmm.
And Hafiz Nurbai had just arrived from Cape Town. So that's why he didn't read the Taraweeh Salah with them. And I can still picture, you know, the two Egyptian, you know, tall, big statured people standing, well, waiting for him to come to the front. They mirrored from his dress that, you know, this is somebody to, this is somebody important. And when he came, and then he greeted them, and then he told him in Arabic, you can go on to the mimbar. And they said, no, 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 you go on. As he was coming towards the mimbar, he said in Urdu, you know, I don't want to read. Like, kya kare, israr kar rahe. They, I don't want to read, but what must I do? They insisting. And one of the old Balis that was sitting nearby, you know, sometimes our people can be so sarcastic, you know. So somebody said to the next Bali in Gujarati, like, you know, I don't know Gujarati, so I can't speak to Gujarati. If I start speaking now, the whole of Red Islam then will start laughing. Anyway, but he understood. He said that now he's saying he doesn't want to read, but in his heart he wants to read, you know, he likes to show off. And when he went on the mimbar and he read, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, he read so beautiful. After that, the Egyptians couldn't match his standard, Egyptians. And it was like, you know, there was like silence when he finished it. Everybody was just so overawed. And it was like the talk of town.
We've just lost Maulana Karolia there, Ziad. We'll try and get him on again, inshallah. Very interesting listening to those insights and the memories coming through. And our listeners can phone in on 011-854-1548. We'll allow the lines to be open as well in the second hour for some time as well for calls. And inshallah, we'll be hoping that Maulana is back with us on in the next few seconds. I think we do have Maulana Karolia back on again, inshallah. Ziad, just waiting for the thumbs up from Ziad. It was really interesting hearing there. Our Karisab was, you know, even the respected Egyptian Qurra could not match his standards. Ziad, do we have Maulana Karolia back on? All right. There seems to be a problem with the line at the second. He might be joining us in a few seconds' time. Ziad will give me the thumbs up when he's back on. Ziad? No, not as yet. You're listening to Radio Islam International, and those messages are coming through. Let us read some of them. This one saying, growing up on Mia's farm in the 80s, I remember in the blessed month of Ramadan, my marhum mother would play Hafiz Nurbai's Qiraat cassettes while preparing our iftar. May Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. And now we do have Maulana Karolia back with us. Assalamu alaikum, Maulana.
I think I got cut off where we were speaking of Maulana Yusuf Bannori Rahmatullahi.
Ji, continue.
Who had come to South Africa, and it was in Durban, I think in the West, Masjid Hafiz Nurbai told me. And marhum Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji asked Hafiz Nurbai to read the Qiraat before the Bayan started. And Hafiz Nurbai said, I was a young boy, and I started reading Surah Tuqaf. And he said, I hardly finished the page. Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji asked me, please stop. And since when I looked up, I could see Maulana Yusuf Bannori had, you know, was overcome with emotion. He was crying with, you know, the tears were falling down, flowing down his cheeks. And like that, he gave me another incident. He said that, you know, this was not very long time ago, but when the marhum Maulana Abdul Rahman Mia Rahmatullahi was still alive, and this was before Masjid Al-Abrar came to what it is today, it was a small house, should I say, small masjid.
Mm-hmm.
He says, one day I was kind of running late for Juma, So I decided to stop over there, Masjid Abrar, and read Juma Namaz there. So you see, I was late, I was at the back. But one of Hafiz Abdurrahman Mia's students, or somebody saw me, and just before the Namaz, they indicated to Hafiz Abdurrahman Mia that Hafiz Nurba is at the back. And Hafiz Abdurrahman called him in front, and he asked him to read the Namaz. And you know, in those days, Hafiz Nurba had a small beard, you know. So Hafiz Nurba told him, Astaghfirullah, Hafiz, how can I read the Salat in front of you? And he says, Hafiz Abdurrahman passed his hand over his face. He said, no, you will lead me in Salat, and I'll make dua, inshallah. A day will come when you will keep a sunnah beard. And he used to tell me later on, this was not a very long time ago, 2-3 years ago. He says, Subhanallah, the pious man's dua got accepted today. I'm keeping the sunnah beard. There was also, I can remember a time in maybe it was 85 or 86, and many people who were in Nurul Islam at those days would remember. And this speaks of the himmat of Hafiz Nurbai and the confidence he had in his memorization of the Quran. You know, every night after the witr salah in Ramadan, this was this one particular 85 or 86, he would sit in front of the masjid with the mic. Hafiz Shahir Kuvada would have the Quran testing him, and the musallis were, you know, had open permission. Whoever wants to sit can sit. And Hafiz Nurma is reading by heart in front of the whole masjid, and you can follow in the Quran and you can listen. Subhanallah, that shows, you know, how much of confidence he had in recitation of the Quran in Majid. Yes, Maulana had mentioned of how Maulana Sulaiman, how fasih, how eloquent Hafiz Nurma's Urdu was. And he told me, you know, one day he happened, this was many years ago, in the 90s, I think, and he happened to stop for Salah in the Sabri Chisti Masjid in Extension 6. He said, you know, I don't normally go there, and I just was running late, so I decided to just get in there and read Salah. And being the, should I say, extrovert, you know, one alim many years later told me, Hafiz Nurma is a zinda dil admi. You know, like Maulana Sulaiman mentioned to me last night on social media, a man who was, you know, full of life. So, you know, he greeted the Maulana and he asked him in Urdu, how are you? And Maulana Noshad Alam was the name. I don't know him. He's still the imam there. And Maulana Noshad Alam started speaking. And then Maulana Noshad Alam was like, are you from Urdu, from Pakistan by any chance? So he said, no. He said, then maybe from India. And he said, no, I haven't ever seen the airports of, I never landed, put foot in India, Pakistan. So he said, from where are you then? He said, born and bred in South Africa. So he said, where did you learn Urdu from? And he mentioned his late uncle, I think so, and from whom he learned Urdu. And, you know, Maulana Noshad Alam was surprised that a man who never ever set foot in India, Pakistan, if ever he went out of the country, it was to Egypt and to Saudi Arabia, yet his Urdu was so fluent, and his Gujarati was also equally fluent. There is also, yes, Hafiz Nurma's calligraphy, his Arabic calligraphy. In fact, there were certain textbooks of Nurul Islam Maktab Sister syllabus that were prepared by the home Mr. Yusuf Suji, and the calligraphy there was all done by Hafiz Nurba, and he took a lot of pride in his handwriting, like he took a pride in his recitation of the Quran and Majid. And yes, everybody speaks about the pride that he took in his dressing as well. Indeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate them. Just one point, and you know, sometimes when I hear beautiful recitation in the Quran and Majid, Sheikh Mishari Rashi, Sheikh Tawfiq Sa, and it just draws me somehow, and it just draws me to Hafiz Nurbai, and I think of him. And one day I phoned him and I told him that I was listening to this Mishari Rashid, and it just moved me, and I was thinking of you. And his jawab or his response was, Subhanallah, he said, Maulana, as long as you think of me, Quran ki munasabat se, as long as you think of me in the relationship to the Quran and Majid, then Alhamdulillah, then I am happy. Think of me as a servant of the Quran and Majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all lovers of the Quran and Majid. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all students of the Quran and Majid. Ameen. And Allah guide us to read the Quran with the love that Hafiz Nurbai read the Quran. He didn't read Quran to impress. He read the Quran for the love of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate Hafiz Nurbai's stages in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his grave a garden from the gardens of Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his family and his associates sabr jameel.
Jazakallah khair for your kind words there, Maulana. May Allah, you know, really, he was, Karisab was protector of the Quran in the Qabr and Akhir.
One more point, Ijaz, if you don't mind.
The news guy is giving me eyes, Maulana. The news guy, Maulana Ahmed Waj, is giving me eyes.
Just 2 to 1 minute, something which listeners would be shocked. But you know that once or twice when I was listening to his Quran during Ramadan, and he was running out of time, like we're running out of time, you want to give the news, and he was running out of time to give out zakat. It was Ramadan, there's four people who he helps, and he put us in the Quran. It was myself and a particular Hafiz Yunus Saleh, and he said, you boys following the Quran, and while he's driving that green Jaguar, he's driving and he's going to Bosmon, Nuclear, Gravel, and he's reading Quran, and we're following him, and then he stops and he says, run inside there, this auntie so and so, go and give her this parcel. You know, so he's like killing two, three birds at the same time, reading Quran, helping the poor people, distributing other people's zakat in this manner.
Ameen. Jazakallah khair, Mulana, for those words, and may Allah make it easy for you.
So much of thanks.
No worries, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. That was Mulana Muhammad Karulia, and you're listening to Radio Islam International. I'm going to read some of those messages that have come through. You can continue to send them via SMS 48855. You can WhatsApp 0727861548 or Twitter at Radio Islam, if at EJAZ_K is too hard. It's easier to remember the Radio Islam one, isn't it? At Radio Islam. So here goes. Ziad will get me that nasheed that on Quran in the background, inshallah, as we read some, yes indeed, as we read some of those messages that have come through. Alright, we're going to play another clip for you, inshallah, and thereafter we'll read those messages that have come through. Stay tuned, here goes with another clip of Marhum Qari Yusuf Nurbai. Another one here, a message coming through saying, have fond memories of Hafiz Qari Nurbai as Imam at Isipingo Beach Musalla. Listening to the clips brings sadness to the heart. Qari Sahib performed my nikah on 13th July, exactly 47 years ago tomorrow. May Allah Ta'ala grant the simple, meticulous Qari Sahib Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. This coming from Yusuf Abbas Umar. Then going on to Facebook, where is this Facebook? Yeah, some powerful ones coming through here on Facebook. Iqbal Jasad of Media Review Network saying, friend of the poor and marginalized, Qari Yusuf Nurbai will be sorely missed. Resolute and unshakable in his convictions rooted in the message of the Quran, he epitomized qualities and values which seem far-fetched today. Unafraid to speak truth to power, Qari Yusuf Nurbai's oratory shook people out of their slumber, as indeed his masterly qira inspired love and devotion to Quran. May Allah reward him and grant him the company of his beloved servants in the akhirah. He was truly a humble soul. Yes, he was. Anyone could have spoken to Qari Sahib. He was cool with everyone. Ibrahim Nana saying, yeah, Eid Fajr at Rainbow Masjid, Himayatul Islam, reading Ar-Rahman over two rakats. Amazing. And then also he's speaking about Ramadan at Rainbow by Qari Sahib from India, late Hafiz Mahmood, and Marhum Hafiz Nurbai as well. Keep those messages coming through in terms of, you know, your remembrance of Qari Yusuf Nurbai and what you remember him fondly for. Inshallah, we'll read those messages out as they come in. Another one coming from Mulana Karolia, who was with us earlier on. He says, I forgot to mention how Hafiz Nurbai appreciated up and coming promising youngsters. I was only 22 years old when he told me to lead the Eid Salah in the Nur al-Islam Masjid. I noticed him treat other youngsters similarly. he liked to see his juniors grow. Alhamdulillah, that is a wonderful thing. When youth are given a chance, it's not always possible, or not many people are brave enough. And Karisab was one of those that, you know, was confident in the youth and gave them the opportunity. Alhamdulillah, as we see the fruits of what he has done with Muhammad Karulia and others. Ziad will play us another clip. I think we have it lined up, inshallah. Here goes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فكلي واشربي وقري عينا. فإما ترين من البشر أحدا فقولي إني نذرت فقولي إني نذرت رحما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا فأتت به قومها تحمله قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا يا أخت هارون يا ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغيا فأشارت إليه قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا قال إني عبد الله وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرًا بوالديه ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا
قرآني دستوري به تحلو حياتي قرآني في قلبي قرآني في صدري قرآني دستوري به تحلو حياتي قرآني في قلبي قرآني في صدري قرآني دستوري به تحلو حياتي
قرآني نور على نور قرآني أسمى دستور
به يجر الديون. قرآني أقوتي لا.
Yes, indeed, the lines are open, 011-854-1548. If you want to share some fond memories of Qari Yusuf Nurbai, Hafiz Nurbai, as he has been affectionately known, you may do so, inshallah. The lines are open. Yes, we have our first caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah khair.
Not only South Africa, but the world has lost a great scholar. And through his influence, my son today is in Egypt. He's studying in Al-Azhar, which is encouragement. May Allah Ta'ala fill his cover with nur.
Ameen.
And I'm asking that his friend, Riyas Nurbai, and the Varacha family that has been very close to him, may Allah Ta'ala make this moment a moment that we can remember. I'm sure the walls of Masjid of Indonesia are crying today. May Allah make my son also one of them.
Ameen.
And I can also take the opportunity that we have a great scholar today, and let the youth benefit from Yusuf, Hafiz Yusuf, from Thomas. May Allah Ta'ala be one of them that has learned from him. And I was actually going to fly today to go see Hafiz Sahab. May Allah, oh my Allah, clean the greatest and the highest stage whichever you wish. You take him there, O my Allah.
Ameen.
O my Rahman, O my Rahim, O my Kareem.
Ameen. Jazakallah khair for that. We go to our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ji, jazakallah khair for calling. Your message?
You're speaking to Zain Kovad, yeah?
Ji.
Alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity of being with Qari Sahab, especially in the last few months prior to his sickness. And it's only Allah's kindness and Allah's rahmat and mercy. Stayed with Qari Sahab for about 1.5 months. And in the 1.5 months that I stayed with Qari Sahab, really an amazing person, a man of Quran, definitely like the tributes are pouring in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Qari Nurbai rahimahullah the highest stages in Jannah al-Firdaus.
Ameen.
May his Quran, the legacy that he left behind, may inspire many, many youth, inshallah. A person that was so free from any kind of pride in head. He always was willing to teach.
Yes.
I remember at night he would just sit and say, you know, come let me teach you something in some aspect of, finer aspects of the Tajweed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with so much of knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest stage in general for those, and may Allah grant his family sabr e jameel.
Ameen.
And may Allah make it easy for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallah khair for that call.
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. We have another caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Ji, yo.
Bijaz.
Ji, alhamdulillah. How are you?
Mahmoud from Sena.
Ji, how are you, Uncle Mahmoud?
How are you, people?
Alhamdulillah, all good.
Alhamdulillah.
Ji.
I have a few fond memories of his. I was living in that area for 9 years,
mm-hmm.
in Impala Crescent, and I used to be our imam those years.
Yes.
One of the striking things that comes to mind is that he used to tell us that these people that come from Medina, you must look into their eyes because they saw the Rose of Mubarak. Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Uncle Mahmoud.
You must look into their eyes because they saw the Rose of Mubarak. That's one of the striking things that stayed in my mind through the years. In his Tarawis also, he used to take his time. Isha Namaz, I remember sometimes, used to be 17 minutes in Isha. But beautiful recitation, it's really, it was captivating, Qirat he used to do. And a really wonderful man, all the charities that he used to do that people are mentioning.
Yes.
It was really, really something that I, what a man. And sometimes my Jumma used to be in Randburg,
mm-hmm.
and used to actually feel shy to make the imamat because he was present in that gathering, so we used to ask him to read the Qirat, do the imamat. and what beautiful, even in his later stages, he was still so powerful and so strong in his voice for the Quran. Allah Ta'ala bless him and look after him.
Ameen.
And a lot of people take lesson from him. On the lighter side, there was one Baghdadi old man in Nurul Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And being a Shafi, he used to read the Awladdin, he used to read the Ameen loud.
Mm-hmm.
And very loud. He said, Ameen, loud, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, Hafiz Nurmai got him outside and told him, what does I mean, I mean? I know you in, you're not out.
Mm-hmm.
They used to make a joke with him.
Yeah.
But what a person, I think he's going to be must.
Sorry, must. Yes.
Yeah, sorry, must. And Allah bless him where he is, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakallah khair.
A small contribution towards the program.
Ameen. Jazakallah for that, Uncle Mahmoud.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salaam.
Let's leave the lines open, 011-854-1548. You can call in and give us some of your fond memories of Qari Yusuf Nurbai, affectionately known as Hafiz Nurbai. Another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. Your contribution?
I'm calling from the UK.
From the UK, alhamdulillah.
Yes.
You're phoning to regards to Qari Yusuf
Nurbai.
Yes, please. Do go on.
A very, very profound man. May Allah grant him sukoon in his qadr and grant him the high stage of the genital fader.
Ameen.
But very profound, very straightforward, very down to the point. I don't think there'll ever be a legend like him that could have been as straightforward as he was where the deen was concerned.
Yes.
And where life was concerned. But he started serving the Soweto, the black people of Soweto in the heydays, that was in 1969 and 70. And I'll never forget it. Every Ramadan, he would go out with a few people from Nurul Islam and serve those people with hampers and that. And the youth, especially the youth, you know, when they used to read Tarawih, the youngsters between 20 and 25, he used to, after the Tarawih, he used to say, we must always remember that it is not easy for them to read the Tarawih because, you know, in Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala keeps talking to us. And for them to remember that is not an easy facet. But alhamdulillah, a legend that will live on and on. And I don't think the people of Malaysia will ever replace a legend like him.
Never, indeed. Some strong words there. Jazakallah khair and factual indeed. He will be sorely missed. And Jazakallah khair.
Allah Ta'ala grant him the highest stage of Jannatul Firdaus.
Ameen.
And put him amongst the Sahaba that only Allah knows where Allah will put him. The highest, highest ranks Allah is going to grant him. Because I don't think even Mawlana Nabi and Mawlana Hakirani, he had inspired them, the three legends of Nurul Islam that will live until the day of Qiyamah. Nobody would ever replace them. Nobody. There isn't a single alim that would replace what had been in the heydays that Nurul Islam was created by Hafiz Nurbai. He left an incredible legend behind. Jazakumullahu khair.
Ameen. Jazakallah khair for your contribution. Much appreciated.
Assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Going to the SMS line, I see here, Salam's literally getting goosebumps listening to the way Qari Sahib recited the Quran so meticulously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest placed place in Jannah and give the family sabr during this difficult time, a loss not only to the Muslim Ummah but to humanity. That coming through from brother Muhammad. Keep those messages coming through. 48855. You can SMS 0727861548 or Twitter at Radio Islam or at EJAZ_K. And yeah, we'll read some of those messages through. We go for a break and we will be back. Just seem to be a bit convenient now. You know, after that about Marhum Hafiz Nurbai. And lots, you know, his legacy in terms of Quran seems to be the shining light through all of those fond memories people have been talking to us about. And what a wonderful legacy it is to leave. I mean, I mentioned earlier on and I said it a few times and I think it's quite poignant that he loved the Quran, was the protector of the Quran. And in Akhirah, or in Qabr and Akhirah, Quran will be his protector, inshaAllah. We can only hope to be have the same amount of love for Quran as Hafiz Noor Bhai has. Some messages that we can read for you now as we come towards the close of the program. Qari Hafiz Noor Bhai truly inspired us as youth. We were in our 20s. We could speak to him about world events like friends. He guided us. He could stand outside the, we could stand outside the masjid after Salah at Nur al-Islam and discuss current affairs. He joined in the protests and much more memories. He had a balanced view of everything. He has made a difference and changed our lives for the better. We will miss him tremendously. This coming from Ghulam Kolia. Another one here says, Salams, we will remember that after the beautiful Qira'ah in Salah, the congregation would hum in the tune of the Dua Qari Sahib made after Salah. Then going on to Facebook, I see from Brother Nazir Karolia, he says, apart from his beautiful voice of Quran recitation, I can remember maybe a little over a year ago, he was at Nur al-Islam preschool. He made salam with all the little children in my daughter's class, and while speaking to us, made dua for the children and gave us some advice as well. He was incredibly humble and he was so happy on the day. That was my last meet with him. May Allah grant him the highest stages in Jannah. Ameen. Jazakallah khair for all the messages that you guys have sent through. And yes, Qari Sahib will be definitely remembered and forgotten, and a huge, huge loss to this ummah. And you know, through the barakah of all of his love for Quran and teaching of Quran, may that be imbibed in us, inshaAllah. May that love for Quran become a part of all of our lives as it was for Qari Sahib. So from us here at the end, inshaAllah, we'll play the dua for you, dear Ziyad. We'll play the dua of Qari Hafiz Noor Bhai as we come to the close of the program. Shukran for all our guests that join us. We spoke to Mulana Imran Nabi out of Australia. We spoke to Mulana Suleiman Rawat. We spoke to Mulana Karolia as well. And other guests that we were trying to get hold of were on their flights already off to the Mayat in Cape Town. So here goes with the dua. We close off with the dua of Hafiz Noor Bhai.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد حتى لا يبقى من صلواتك شيء وبارك عليه حتى لا يبقى من بركاتك شيء وسلم عليه حتى لا يبقى من السلام شيء وارحم عليه حتى لا يبقى من رحمتك شيء اللهم صل على بدنه في الأبدان وعلى قبره في القبور وعلى موقفه في المواقف وعلى مشهده في المشاهد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد دهر الداهرين وصل على سيدنا محمد أبد الآبدين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الليل إذا يغشى وصل على سيدنا محمد في النهار إذا تجلى وصل على سيدنا محمد في الآخرة والأولى اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد حتى ترضى وصل على سيدنا محمد بعد الرضا وصل على سيدنا محمد أبدا أبدا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وبارك عليه وسلم عليه ملء الدنيا وملء الآخرة اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا صدق الله صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك